Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, April 28th, 2024, the fifth Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, welcome everyone. Happy Easter as we get ready for the fifth Sunday of Easter coming up. And this is a beautiful gospel for Easter, but for us as Christians, as we kind of look to be disciples in our world today, from John 15, this beautiful way for us to kind of live out this Easter season, not only until Pentecost Sunday in the liturgical year, but all throughout the year. How are we to live our Christian lives as faithful disciples, and how are we to persevere? You know, it's tough to be a person of the gospel in our world today, that so often there's so many challenges, so many distractions, so many difficulties, and rejection of Christ's love and mercy in this world. And then how are we to live our lives, kind of being able to weather the storms, weather the challenges, overcome, you know, this, you know, culture and world today that is very against the good news, against the gospel, and we're called to go into the midst of those storms, into those difficulties. How are we to sustain ourselves? And the first reality is we can't sustain ourselves. How are we going to bring hope, to bring joy, to bring truth, to bring light, to bring compassion in this world? And the only way we can do that is if we recognize that Jesus is the true vine, and we are the branches. And in order for us to grow as branches, to grow as strong and faithful and loving disciples, we have to be nourished by that vine. And so we have to abide in the Lord and he in us. And so what does that mean? Well, if we're going to bear fruit, if we're going to be signs of Jesus in this world, it only makes sense that we have to have Jesus in our hearts. And so how do we do that? First and foremost, through prayer. First and foremost, through prayer, spending time with the Lord. So that's, I think, first and foremost, through our personal daily prayer, whatever that is, to stay in tune and create that habit of prayer. Second, the sacraments, in particular, the gift of the Eucharist and the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. In the Eucharist, we receive him in our hearts, in our lives. We're nourished and we're sustained. He fills our hunger. He dwells in a special way for us in the gift of the Eucharist. Sacrament of reconciliation, receiving his mercy for the times that we've strayed, for the times that we have turned away, for the times we have sinned. We need that healing. We need that grace. We need that fresh start. And then I think in addition to that, we need to know the Word of God. We need to continue to feed ourselves with the scriptures. That happens at Mass, but also in our individual prayer, maybe reading the daily readings, really allowing for this dialogue and this conversation between the Lord and ourselves. We to abide in him, him to abide in us. Then the next thing is to share our gifts. Look at the talents. Look at the gifts we've been given. And how can we share the unique gifts and talents that we have to help bear fruit, to help others grow? And so there's them bearing fruit. So there's this looking at and discernment of the gifts and talents we have and how they're made to help build the kingdom, how they're made to be shared so that others may benefit. And then finally, service. It's certainly connected with our gifts, but we have to serve. And in that service is this: serving those who are in need, serving those who are lost and forgotten, you know, accompanying them, being with them, walking with them. But also that service goes beyond that, and kind of in our daily lives, how am I going to bear fruit to those who are around me, in my family, in my workplace, at school? How can I bring that light, bring that hope, bring that joy in my relationships, in my conversation? So it's service to those in need. It's this gospel in action, but it also kind of this service, you know, seeing where, you know, I can be that sign of hope in every interaction, every opportunity. You put all those things together, not only do we be Christ for others, but then those whom we minister to, those whom we serve, those whom we pray for, those whom we journey with, become Christ for us. Because, of course, Jesus says in the gospel, whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. And I think that's something for us to be very mindful of. Without the Lord, that's if we drift from prayer, if we fail to act and put our faith into action through service and sacrifice, we get bitter, we get frustrated easily, we get agitated, we complain, but we do nothing to change it. And when we're in that circumstance, we're detached from the Lord. We're very pessimistic, we're negative, we're condemning, we're dismissing, all those types of things that really lead us down a pathway that it does. We wither, we can do nothing, you know? If you, and at the end of this gospel, which is very interesting, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And I know in the moments where I really know the Lord is abiding in me and I in him, and like things, you know, whether it's helping a circumstance in the parish, or you have this real great presence, or you fulfilled, maybe you did something for someone and you knew that was what God wanted you to do, and you knew that, you know, you became an instrument of God's grace. You know, in those moments, I don't ask for anything from God. I'm simply thankful. You know, I don't ask for anything else. I thank him for the opportunity to being that instrument, or to be witnessing to that certain circumstance. You know, it could be you know, celebrating a baptism for me, or it's, you know, I was praying for someone or gave them some good advice in confession that really kind of, or, you know, they just feel relieved that they're forgiven. What a moment to be in for me. And you know, those times when you're there, you're helping your child, you're helping your student, you're helping a neighbor, or you kind of just, things fall into place that you've become a sign of hope for others, and things, you know, just God's grace happens to you. These powerful moments of light in the presence of the Lord, this experience of grace, I almost become speechless, and I don't need anything. I'm just privileged and thankful to be in that moment. And so I think when we abide in the Lord and he in us, we don't need to ask for anything other than for him to be by our side, that we, you know, when that grace is there, we can kind of face anything, knowing that even in the midst of the greatest challenges or sufferings that we might have to face, when we're connected to the vine and as branches, we can produce great fruit. We don't need to ask for anything. You know, we are filled to overflowing. And I think that's, you know, the hope for the Easter season, is that we abide more as branches in the vine. That's Jesus. What a beautiful image. You know, the Father is the vine grower, and Jesus not only sustains us, but is the heart of our joy and of our strength. And so take a look at ways in which you can continue to abide: personal prayer, the sacraments, the scriptures, the call to service, the call to sacrifice, all these different ways that we are Christ and we draw close to Christ. And that's a constant that has to become a habit in our lives, so then we can bear much fruit. Let's pray for us and our family parishes and all of us as followers of the Lord to bear fruit for the world to see his love, his light, and his resurrection. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.